You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome into the 7 o'clock hour of Sports Talk. Steve Geller with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, also Charlie Long keeping us in line at Master Control. Happy to welcome in now D. Orlando Ledbetter as our trip around the NFC South continues with the Falcons. He writes for the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. D, thanks so much for the time. What year of training camp is this for you, my man?
Well, if you do them all together, it's like 32.
Wow.
There's a lot of wisdom. A lot of wisdom there, D.
Yeah, no doubt. I remember when they had two-a-days.
So does Bobby.
Yeah, two-a-days. So now they can't go more than 3 days in a row without having a day off. And it's like, what? We used to go 10 straight days with 2 days, but trying to keep everybody healthy and and speaking of keeping healthy, where's Atlanta at? You know, coming to the season right now in training camp, because you know everyone who's going to overtake Tampa Bay, but D, I look at this now. Everyone's excited about Penix, but they were 1-2 with Penix as a starter. You know, they finished 8-9. This I know is totally unacceptable. Arthur Blank. For the seventh consecutive losing season. I'm not talking about winning the NFC South, but seventh consecutive losing seasons? If you have more than a handful, it's like everyone has to be disgruntled. And that's a lot to not turn it around.
Yeah, no doubt, Bobby. Seven straight, that means a lot is not going your way. Something structurally went sideways for him. I kind of got an idea of what it was. Back when they gave Dan Quinn more authority than the general manager, the draft just didn't stack up. And now they are still trying to come back from that. I think Terry's got the power back again as GM. The coach is going to coach, and the front office football people are going to pick the players. So they got to get some things back on track. And, now it looks like they can at least get into 7-10, 8-8 in the middle of the pack, which is designed for you to do. Now they got to make that next step.
Now, D, they have the players are like household names. You look at skilled players, even the experienced offensive line. I look at Chris Lindstrom. I mean, who's a better guard than him in the NFL? I know he's definitely in the conversation. And then you throw in Bijan Robinson and Drake London and Kyle Pitts. And, boy, it's like, when is it truly going to click? And then you got Michael Penix ready to pull the trigger. I want you to comment on that. And, boy, he sounds really confident. I saved this. This might have came out a month ago or something. It said, this is Michael Penix. We should be the best in the league with these guys who I've just mentioned we've got around us. We should be unstoppable. So that's our goal. We want to be the number one in all categories. For a guy that started three games, that's a lot of talk there.
Yeah, no question about it, Bobby. But the folks here are stopping it up. It's a lot better than the alternative. he's got a couple good points there. You know, they were sixth in the league in offense last year. He did put up 30 in every game, but, it was the Panthers, Washington. The Washington game was that big game and the Giants game. He played really big in that Washington game. So he's played one big game. It came together for first-year coordinator Zach Robinson. Can he duplicate what he had going with Kirk for the first eight games and extend that over 16, 17 games? That's the Falcons' challenge. Yeah, they were hot. Yeah, they looked good at points last year. But what are they going to do when people start taking stuff away from Penix? What's the counter? What are they going to do when they load the box on Bijan? Well, can they throw it over the top and hit it? So, yeah, they look like they could do a lot of things, but you know, they haven't done them yet. It's all projection.
Now, Dee, when you look at one thing, it seems like always trying to get the defense better, especially being able to rush the passer. Where are the Falcons at as far as that unit, as far as being able to influence the opposing quarterback and allow the unit, or whether it's by team or by individual, to get to the opposing quarterback and get him down?
Yeah, they got some guys. Leonard Floyd is a veteran who knows how to get to the quarterback. One of the first-round picks is looking pretty good, James Pierce.
From Tennessee, yeah.
Yeah, from Tennessee, starting fights and practice every day. And that's because he's getting past people. He's beating them up. And the veteran linemen don't like the little rookie showing them up. So that's promising. Now I need to see him do it against, the other teams. And Jalen Walker's been a little bit slow getting out of the gate here. He had a hamstring. He missed the last four practices. He came back today, and, he was eased into things. They're going to probably ramp him up. They got a scrimmage on Wednesday. Probably won't play him against Detroit. But those are the guys that they're counting on, a couple of rookies and Leonard Floyd, and, just a bunch of guys in the middle. You know, David Ayumada's more than that. They have a second-round pick that they need to replace Grady Jarrett. But, you know, they're trying to put together a lot of things on that side of the ball right now.
Now, Dee, where are they at as far as, like, an organization? We're familiar with him. He's homegrown with a name like Fontenot. General manager Terry Fontenot from, here with the Saints going. We got to be someone on the hot seat, okay? Is going to come to fruition that Atlanta's finally going to do something this season, and then also the combination with the head coach, Raheem Morris. So what is the status of the fan base with, as far as the organization? Not the players, but as far as their head coach and GM.
Yeah, the head coach is fine. GM, you got to look back at those first couple drafts, and, those weren't very good. But the dynamics have since changed, and we've seen general managers start out the gate slow now and be rewarded, like Jason Licht and Tampa. If Terry can sell them that, hey, we got this thing turned around, we're moving in the right direction, and they like the last couple drafts, and they, go to the playoffs, then everything's all good. It's kind of like San Francisco. One of my guys explained it to me. Okay, they take Trey Lance number 3 overall. Okay, it doesn't work out. But they doubled down and got Brock Purdy later in that draft, and now everything's fine. Nobody's talking about firing Shanahan or John Lynch. So if Mike Penix works out, they doubled down, paid the money to Kurt. If he takes them to the playoffs, then, everything's going to be fine.
The guy that Fontenot ended up, being part of drafting his first year in Atlanta, Kyle Pitts, definitely had a rocky NFL career to this point, but he's been hearing a lot on social media about he's been thriving at training camp practices.
Yeah, Steve, but I mean, they're not even tackling. So, they're playing gym class out there, So I don't get too fired up about pro athletes looking good at gym class. They should look good.
I hear you.
I want to see him go across the middle against, one of them safeties in Tampa Bay and make a catch and not get small. Before I get on the Kyle Pitts bandwagon, I looked up, and I was in Canton last weekend for the Hall of Fame, started looking up all the tight ends and, Gates, Gonzalez, Sharp, Shannon, and by their fourth year, they'd already been the Pro Bowl 3-4 times,
Yeah.
And so if he's a slow burner, a slow developer, it's a real slow develop. So, usually if you're going to be one of the greats, you kind of do it in the first 4 years. He hasn't done it, and, you know, whatever they can talk up and get out of him in the first half of the season, I'd dump him at the trade deadline.
Now, D, what about on the back end, the secondary? Is that a mixed bag? You look at Jesse Bates, who came over now going into his eighth season, came over from the Bengals, in free agency in 23. And then you hear another, I guess, household name, first-round pick, A.J. Terrell. You look where he's at. But it seems like that's always been a mixed bag as far as the back end and the secondary. And not necessarily always something good to write about or that being a really strength of the team.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And they tried to address that in the draft by taking Xavier Watts out of Notre Dame and Billy Bowman out of Oklahoma. Both of those guys had a lot of interceptions in the collegiate game. They're trying to make Bowman a nickelback, which has turned out to be more of a project. And Xavier knows what to do, but he's going to have to beat out veteran Jordan Fuller at the other safety spot and DeMarco Hallams, who also showed pretty good in his rookie year. So they have some options back there. I don't know if they have any answers, but they got at least some bodies to line up. You know, at nickelback, it's Bowman, D. Alford, and Clark Phillips, the former fourth-round pick of Terry's. They got some options to look at, so that's the start of it. And if they don't like any of those, then they better hit the veteran free agent market and get somebody back there that knows what they're doing.
Now, D, you had mentioned at the beginning about their pass rush and what they're doing on the line of scrimmage. Definitely addressed it. There's nowhere to go but up. It's like the Saints, one before last, as far as their run defense. But I'm looking at Atlanta finished next to last in the league with only 31 sacks. that ain't getting it done. And it looks like they doubled down, though, on the position. When you look at the draft, you mentioned, like, you look at Floyd, Leonard Floyd. Then you look at Jalen Walker, James Pierce Jr. A lot of people might have questioned that, but they're looking, I guess, keep it fresh and have that rotation that almost, I think, Fontenot said, you know what? We're going to get after the quarterback, or they're going to have to be aware that we're coming after them. And have you noticed that in the one-on-one pass rushing drills? Like, because the Falcons got a very good offensive line. When you're like, who's winning and who's losing? Now, they haven't played their first preseason game when they actually can rush and take the quarterback to the ground. But the first impressions, does that look like wise moves in offseason as far as addressing the pass rush, considering they only had 31 sacks?
No doubt about it. Pierce looks like he can the real deal in shorts and helmets and so forth. He's had no problems with getting around Jake Matthews, Caleb McGarry, and Storm Norton. He's had a fight with all of them, so he's doing something right over there. Floyd, he can play. I haven't seen the Walker deal. You know, he was a stack linebacker at Georgia. They moved him around. But the Falcons have been, trying to make him an edge rusher. So when they're in their 4-2-5 nickel, you got Pierce and Walker on the other side or Floyd. So I haven't seen that, their vision for him that way. Parsons has been hurt, and, everybody looks good in OTAs and
right.
stuff in minicamp. So, if he can play right away, fine. If he can't, you got Floyd. And you got Arnold Ebiketie, who's led him in sacks with six the last couple years, a former second-round pick who's probably got feel like some pressure right now to keep up with them young guys and get to the quarterback. He's one of those, I almost got their guy. So they at least have some options over there. My concern, Bobby, is, while they'll address the outside, the interior of that defense, how sturdy is that going to be? David Oyemata's getting up there a little bit. Can Ruka Roraru do it? Contavious Street's been pretty solid as a pro. Tyquan Graham. You got some options now, but it's just, how good can they be? And we're going to see if the interior can hold and let those edge guys get home to the quarterback.
D. Orlando Ledbetter, always great stuff, man. Thanks you for keeping us informed on the Atlanta Falcons. Enjoy the rest of your night, man.
All right. Thank you so much, Steve and Bobby. Y'all take care. Thanks for having me.
All right, D.
We're going to step away here on Sports Talk. When we return, our trip around the NFC South will wrap up. We're going to check in on the Carolina Panthers with their voice, Anisha Roth, right after this on WWL.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
Everyone's got preseason football this week. We're getting ready for the Saints action on Sunday, taking on the Chargers. But we've been going around the NFC South today to help us break down the Carolina Panthers. It's their voice. Anish Sharaf joining us right now here on WWL Saints Radio. Anish, thanks so much for the time. How you been doing?
I am doing well. The summer has moved by incredibly fast. And since it's preseason, I'll tell you, I feel like I'm getting 1% better every day, and I'm in the best shape of my life.
So you've been trained professionally, sir. I was looking at some of the things going on with the Carolina Panthers. Before we get into that, I know when I reached out to you to come on the show tonight, you had mentioned to me you had covered Saints head coach Kellen Moore in high school. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so this is going back about 20 years. My first job in the media business, I was working for a small station in central Washington in a town called Yakima, and one of the areas that we covered was Prosser, which is the middle of Washington State, wine country. To get from Yakima, which is kind of also in the middle of nowhere, to Prosser, you are driving through horse and cow country, and so you keep your windows up because if your window is even slightly open, I mean, you feel it. You feel every bit of it. And here he was, this little lefty for the Prosser Mustangs, who could just sling it. We did stories on him about, how much he would watch tape. His dad, Tom Moore, legendary high school coach in the area. And I remember, back then when you're working at a local TV station, you kind of did everything. So you would go anchor the sportscast, you would report, you would go live, you would shoot your own video. And on Friday nights, when we would go out to shoot games, you kind of always wanted Prosser because you always try to get a couple of highlights from each game. And if you stayed for 15 minutes, Prosser would put up 28 points. So you would always get a ton of really good highlights for your Friday night recap show. But I remember he was playing quarterback in the state the same time another school on the west side near Seattle, Ferndale, had a really big-time quarterback prospect, and that was Jake Locker. And I remember covering a high school state championship game when it was Jake Locker and Ferndale, Kellen Moore and Prosser, and you kind of look back on it, right? Locker goes to UW, ends up playing for the Tennessee Titans and in the NFL, and then, you know, Kellen has the great career at Boise. But people didn't view Kellen you know, as a sure thing to be a successful college quarterback, to be a successful player who can get to the pros, but they always respected his mind, and I thought he proved everybody wrong along the way. They thought, oh, he's too small. Is his arm big enough? But the guy was smart and above the shoulders. I mean, even back then, you can just kind of see it. There was that, you know, cerebral level of thinking where he was playing chess, everybody else was playing checkers. But yeah, you look back on it now and it's, you know, wow, I covered this guy in high school and it makes you feel old. Now he's the head coach of an NFL team.
Yeah. You know, youngest head coach. And I'm telling Houdat Nation, I think we have the right coach. Hopefully the supporting cast of the players can help him out. But I definitely think, I don't know if that's a good example, but like a younger Sean Payton kind of thing. I think he's that well thought of, I think, around NFL circles. But now you got to go do it as a head coach. And talking about doing it, Nish, what about Bryce Young, the player we saw? Is he the player we saw the last 10 weeks of the season? Or was that an anomaly? And like he was, because you look at the beginning, he was indecisive, ineffective quarterback, to say the least. Not playing with confidence, lost his job after 2 weeks into his second season. So who is Bryce Young? All I know is that fair or not fair, Steven, I guess I shouldn't say this, but that Steve had a picture, and when he went to training camp last year, he got to get rid of that backpack. He looked like a 14-year-old, like a ninth grader going to school. And, you know, and I know you can be small and still be successful, but where is Bryce Young at right now? Because it seemed like he was, like, totally a different individual at the latter part of the season, what he did on the back end compared to the start of the season.
Well, I'll tell you this. I wear my team-issued backpack to training camp every day. And probably you could say the same thing about me. It looks like a 14-year-old kid on his first day of school. But it's team-issued and it's free, so that's why I do it. But, no, I think one of the neat things about Bryce last year was, listen, you guys saw him week one and he was shell-shocked. His first pass of the season was an interception and kind of went downhill the first couple of games. Then he gets benched and I think that's where he won the team. It was a hard reset. Externally, there was a ton of doubt. There was probably some, to be fair, internally too. And I don't think any of us knew what kind of player would emerge if and when he got that next chance to come back in. And the first game he played against Denver, he was okay. He was better. He looked like he was having more fun, but there was nothing there where you said, hey, he's really turned a corner. It was better. Then it was the game against the Saints. They go and beat the Saints. Again, his numbers didn't pop off the chart, but he played well, managed the game. And then the Saints fire the head coach, so everybody kind of says, okay, you take this with a grain of salt. They go to Munich. They beat the Giants. And again, numbers not popping off the charts, but managed the game, made the plays when he needed to. And then the Giants go and cut their quarterback, Daniel Jones. And we're sitting here in a bye week going, okay, is this a turning point or a mirage? And then we look at the upcoming opponent, and it was Kansas City coming to Charlotte. And we're going, all right, we're about to find out. And then you're going, whoa, he just went toe-to-toe with Mahomes. And the Panthers, with a historically bad defense, almost beat the Chiefs. And then against Tampa, who ends up winning the division, the Panthers had the ball in plus territory in overtime, and Chuba Hubbard, who had been so good, fumbles. And that's how Tampa wins the game, and he played really well. They had Philly on the ropes, almost won that game. And then week 18, when he had the five touchdowns against Atlanta, that was not a fluke. That was sort of the gradual buildup of a player rebuilding his confidence. And if you look at the way he played over the last three games, By all the metrics, the simple ones and the eye test, he was one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. But really over the last 8-9 games, it was kind of this steady buildup of getting better and better and better and better. And what I've noticed in this offseason and preseason, he's got a little bit of swagger to him. He's got a little bit of, I don't want to call it cockiness, but I think you have to have a little bit of a requisite, you know what, if you're the starting quarterback of an NFL team.
Now, you know, if you look after fixing with the offensive line last season, look at the front office put a ton of resources into the defensive front this offseason.
They did.
Signing with three players, using the top, two top 100 picks to beef up the trenches on defense. What kind of will it have the kind of success that they had maybe think, on the offense on up front on offense like they did last year? This year with the D line,
I think it can't be worse than last year. If you look at last year, it was a historically bad defense, and you know the problem was they couldn't stop the run. And you guys know football is a game where what just happened impacts what is about to happen. And people point to, well, they were bad on third down. Well, that started because they gave up on average more than 6 yards on first down. They were the first team since 1980 to give up 3,000 or more rushing yards in a season. Yeah. It was one of the worst rush defenses we've ever seen. And yes, I know there's the extra game, right? 17 games, but you give up 3,000 yards in this day and age on the ground in the NFL. That's a lot. Derrick Brown, who got hurt in the first game against New Orleans, comes back. Bobby Brown is the type of nose tackle that you want in a 3-4 defense. Last year, that was Shy Tuttle, who you guys are familiar with. And you know, Shy Tuttle is about 300 pounds. Bobby Brown is close to 340 and can eat up two blockers. You added Turk Wharton, who will play D-end in the 3-4 scheme. In his last 8 games with Kansas City, including the postseason, he had 6 sacks. You're deeper at edge. Last year it was Clowney, and then Wanham missed the first half of the season. Well, now DJ Wanham has a full season. They brought in Pat Jones. The two guys, Nick Scorton and Princely Umanmielen, you know, their second and third round picks, you know, add depth, and they're hoping these young guys can really emerge. So they should just be better up front, and if they can stop the run, all of a sudden, as you guys know, you got a D coordinator, you know, second and four, third and two, you're essentially ordering off the kids menu. Now, if you can get teams into second and seven, third and eight, you can dial up pressure. You can support your pass rush in other ways. Your guys can pin their ears back. There's so much more that you can do. They just weren't able to get into those play calls last year because of down and distance.
Now, who cannot be a fan of this individual as far as his effort? And if you follow football, you know who it is. But a lot of fans, who's Chuba Hubbard?
Yeah.
But, you know, but talk about a winner. I mean, I look at him now going his fifth year in the league. He was a fourth round draft pick. Look, the team could lean on him. What he had, like, right under 1,400 total yards and just rushing the football. I mean, Chuba Hubbard, when you average it almost 5 yards a run, that speaks for itself. And his touchdown total 10, you better pack a lunch against that individual because, you know, like I said, if you follow football, you know who that is, but not necessarily a household name. But I know in Carolina they know who he is.
Yeah, and he's been not just a great member here in the community. He does a lot with charities and giving back and representing the team at a lot of events. But Chuba, when you get to practice, first guy there, when practice ends, last guy working with the jugs machine, working with the younger players. He's become that guy, and I think what you've started to see, Chuba last November got a 4-year extension. Derrick Brown, another guy, homegrown, drafted, first-round pick, got a big extension the year before. J.C. Horn this past offseason, Joe Horn's kid. When healthy, he's a terrific lockdown number one corner. The Panthers gave him an extension, so that is your leadership core, the homegrown guys who have been rewarded with that second contract. And you guys know in a locker room, yeah, that rubs off on the younger guys who look around and say, hey, wait a minute, Chuba can be productive and do it. He's going to get rewarded. If I can be that guy, I'm going to get rewarded. So that plays well in the locker room. But he's kind of the consummate pro. I'm with you. He's underrated. You know, the offensive line, they all talk about how he sets up his blockers so well, patient and explosive. He may not be the home run hitter, but boy, he is a tough runner. And I think one of the things the Panthers are hoping for this year with an improved defense, you know, they can be in these games in the second half where they're not forced to throw and they can stick with the run longer than they could at times last year.
Anis, curious about the Panthers wide receiver room, especially with Xavier Leggett going into year two and then the first round pick in Tent McMillan that they picked.
It's a deep wide receiver room. They've upgraded it. McMillan is a guy who, again, you want to dream on him. There's some things he does which remind you of Mike Evans. I'm not saying that's where it ends up. Evans might end up being a Rushmore wide receiver. You can make the case he already is, but he's got an insane catch radius. The guy was an incredible volleyball, basketball, baseball player growing up, and his ability to high point the ball and catch the ball wherever it's thrown and make it look smooth and easy is really impressive. It's a big year for Leggett. I think if you were to grade his rookie season, you probably give him a mediocre grade. There were a lot of ups and downs, a lot of drop passes. He's focusing on kind of being better with the yards after catch, especially on the underneath stuff. Almost 40% of his routes last year were, some form of vertical downfield routes, go routes, corner routes, deep posts. I think they want to get him in space a little more, but he's got to catch the ball with his hands and not always use his body, and that limited his ability last year with yards after catch. And the guy to watch, Hunter Renfro, I don't think anybody was sure if he had anything left. He has looked like the guy he was a few years ago when he had 100 catches for the Raiders. He has been turning heads in camp, and there is a lot of excitement and a lot of belief that we may have unlocked the Hunter Renfro who was healthy and insanely productive 3 years ago.
Yeah, you bring up Hunter Renfro. Boy, he lost all that weight, the health issues he was dealing with. And before we let you run, that's a household name, Adam Thielen. Going to his 12th season, does he still have some left in the tank?
He's old, reliable. He's the OG of that wide receiver room. He's helped the younger guys, especially, with the stuff like route running and mastering the entire route tree. He is still the guy. When you guys are watching the games and it's third down and they're going to throw, you got to know where Adam Thielen is. You got to know where 19 is.
Anis, awesome stuff. Thanks for the insights on the Panthers. You have a great night, man. Thank you.
You too. Appreciate it, guys. See you.
Thank you, Anis.
Anis Sharoff, voice of the Carolina Panthers, joining us there. We're taking a break here on Sports Talk. We'll be back with more, though, right after this on WWL Saints Radio.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave Butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Well, last week we gave away tickets to the Saints' first preseason home game against Jacksonville. This week you can win tickets to see the Saints battle against Sean Payton and the Denver Broncos. That's on Saturday, August 23rd in the Caesars Superdome. That's right. Score two premium tickets to the game and entering is a breeze. Go to WWL.com/contest for your shot at a pair of tickets. Remember, you can enter once a day. Win tickets to the Saints' preseason showdown against the Broncos from Saints Radio WWL. Taking a break now on Saints Radio. We'll be back with even more right after this. Wrapping up this edition, Monday edition of Sports Talk. We'll be back tomorrow after the Saints' final practice in the Metairie before taking off for the West Coast. Cajun Cannon, one last battle in front of the fans. Maybe when they come back after the West Coast trip, they'll have something at Tulane or maybe in the Superdome. But as of right now, this is the final one in front of the Hoodats tomorrow, so it should be interesting.
Yeah, I don't know about the black and gold scrimmage. We used to have that.
Yeah, I do.
You know, at Tulane, and the fans appreciate that. But the preseason is here. They be playing, and I told you and Charlie, I think I might have told Hoss this. I don't know if the Saints have ever played the last preseason game. Week
start
one,
the week, right?
Yeah, start, you know, preseason. Yeah, you got two games on Sunday coming up. You got the Bears, Dolphins, and then you got the Saints at the Chargers, and the first week's over. So,
yeah, the QB battle rages on. We'll be definitely tuned in, and you can listen to Sports Talk tomorrow. Hear Bobby's Notebook breaking down all the latest from Saints training camp. Have a great night, everybody. I'm Steve Geller. That's Charlie Long behind the glass, and Cajun Cannon, say goodnight to the Hoodat Nation.
All right. Bon nuit, les gens. Good night, people. Hoodat, go Saints.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.